The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1979, Space Shuttle Columbia rolled off the assembly line, not quite fully assembled.
This is Space Shuttle Orbiter 102, christened Columbia. It was named for the seagoing Columbia out of Boston, that entered and explored the mouth of the Columbia River in 1792. Captain Robert Gray named the river after his ship. It will be the Space Shuttle Columbia that makes the first trip into orbit around the Earth. The 122-foot-long spaceship, which looks like and lands like an airplane, is being molded into existence by a government industry team of engineers and technicians. 31,000 specially made silica tiles are being mounted on the surface of Columbia, making it possible for the shuttle to withstand repeated heating and cooling. Good for 100 or more round trips into space without replacement.
Columbia was rolled out of the Rockwell International Plant in Palmdale, California for delivery to NASA. But NASA would have to complete the shuttle's outer skin and especially the protective heat shield tiles on the shuttle's underside. Columbia wouldn't fly until 1981. On the same day in 1979, Philips Electronics demonstrated a working prototype of the compact audio disc, metallic disc readable by a laser diode. It would be another year before the CD as we know it would be standardized, this time by Philips working in conjunction with Sony. The vinyl LP was now living on borrowed time. Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off on this day in 2001, taking supplies, equipment, and the second full-time crew to the new International Space Station.
Go for main engine. 3, 2, liftoff of Discovery and a team of explorers shaping their destiny.
Roll, program.
Roger, roll, Discovery.
Houston is now controlling. The roll maneuver is complete and Discovery is now in a heads down, wings level position, carrying the next resident crew to the International Space Station.
The station's first full-time crew returned to Earth aboard Discovery. Russian physicist Yakov Zeldovich was born on this day in 1914. Also born today in 1922, the inventor of video games, Ralph Baer.
Here we go. Up. And down. And up. He's getting tricky. Missed it. One up. Keep it on the table, Baer. Here we go. Take you out again. 2-1.
Movie and TV music composer Bruce Broughton was born today in 1945. Project Gutenberg founder Michael Hart was born in 1947. In 1975, the Doctor met the mad genius who created the Daleks.
Ready, Devros.
Observe the test closely, my friend. This will be a moment that will live in history. Turn right. Halt.
Part one of the classic Doctor Who story, Genesis of the Daleks, aired on this day, introducing the world to Davros. In 1978, sci-fi came to the radio, and it was never quite the same again.
This is the story of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, perhaps the most remarkable, certainly the most successful book ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor. More popular than the Celestial Home Care Omnibus, better selling than 53 More Things to Do in Zero Gravity, and more controversial than Ulan Khaloufid's trilogy of philosophical blockbusters, Where God Went Wrong, some more of God's greatest mistakes, and who is this God person anyway? The Hitchhiker's Guide has already supplanted the great Encyclopedia Galactica as the standard repository of all knowledge and wisdom. First, it is slightly cheaper, and second, it has the words "Don't Panic" inscribed in large, friendly letters on the cover.
BBC Radio Premier Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in a late-night slot. This is what every later version of the story, from the novels to the movies to the computer games, were based on. American electronics maker Emerson got into the home video game craze on this day, rolling out the Arcadia 2001 game console. It was meant to compete with the Atari 2600, but it couldn't hold a candle to more recent competition, like the Atari 5200 and ColecoVision. And in 2005, Doctor Who returned, just a little bit earlier than planned.
I'm the Doctor, by the way. What's your name?
Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Run for your life.
A rough but mostly complete edit of the revived show's first episode leaked to internet file sharing services. The leak was eventually backtracked to a Canadian broadcaster who had received an advanced screener from the BBC. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com's store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The log book of your escape pod was written and produced by our team.